if you have ever successfully asked for a pay rise, how did you do it? Research shows that we find it easier to dump a partner than ask for a pay rise. We actually find it more comfortable to dump our dearest and our most, rather than ask for a pay rise. It's extraordinary. Apparently, we find awkward conversations at work far more difficult than talking about things like sex, relationship, breakups, even money. Donna Obstfeld is a tip-top HR expert. Donna, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Roberto.
Welcome, Donna. Does this surprise you, Donna? We find it easier to dump our partner rather than ask for a pay rise.
It doesn't surprise me that people find it hard to ask for a pay rise. It does surprise me that they find it harder than dumping a partner, I have to say.
So yeah, you say that, I can see, because you can say, oh, bye. But how do you sit down with your boss? How do you even manufacture that conversation to enable to have a one-to-one to say to them, please, sir, please, ma'am, I want more money?
What's interesting is this report doesn't actually break it down by gender. So reports that I've heard about this topic in the past always say that men find it easier to ask for a pay rise than women. That comes down to the concept that men value themselves and value the work that they do more than women do. But in terms of asking for the pay rise, that's something that generally the British population hasn't had to do. So certainly in the public sector, if you look at the public sector, very heavily unionised, a lot of pay scales. You go up one rung of the ladder every year, regardless of how you're performing or regardless of anything else.
Hang on, even if you're completely rubbish?
If you're in a public sector job, generally, yes. Yeah.
What you're hearing is the sound of my jaw dropping. So even if you're really rubbish at your job, as long as you're in the public sector, you will still get a pay rise?
My experience of that is yes. It may have changed in the last few years, but certainly my experience of the public sector is that you've been a teacher for 1 year, this is your pay. If you've been a teacher for 2 years, this is your pay. If you take on more responsibilities, then you get this additional bonus or this additional, maybe for becoming head of the department or for running an after-school club. But you don't actually turn around and ask for that. That's what's expected, okay, because that's the norm in the job. In the private sector, that's very different. So a business owner has a bottom line that they have to make add up. And there are two very different views of a business owner. One is pay the best you can get, the best staff you can around you and keep them there. And other business owners will take the attitude, okay, we'll pay them as little as possible, and that's the profit for me.
But Donna, what approach should you take? You're a HR expert. How do you go about sitting your boss down? Or do you make him a cup of tea, bring him some cakes, for example? How do you get him to sit down and say to them, please, boss, please, sir, please, ma'am, please forgive me, I want more money?
First thing's preparation. So finding out what the market rate is for the job that you're doing. So there are plenty of research reports out there. There's lots of market data. Even looking through the job adverts on one of the job boards, you will see what is the norm for a finance assistant in Luton. You will be able to get a gauge as to what jobs are being advertised at in your area.
But how do you respond to the obvious question? When you ask for a pay rise, the obvious comeback is, there's no more money.
It then comes down to values. It then comes down to whether or not you are able to demonstrate that you are underpaid and that you can add value. At the end of the day, if there are jobs out there paying 5, 10, 15 K more and your boss isn't prepared to give you that pay increase, then you might want to consider your next career move to be outside
of the organisation. So should you be prepared to walk? So you say, I want more money, and when there's no more money, you say, that's it, I'm leaving.
It's a two-way conversation. So the boss may say, well, actually, we've just done your appraisal, or we've just had a discussion where you've not done this, this and this. When you have done this, this and this, I'll give you more money. When you've hit these sales targets, when you've hit these performance targets, this is what I would be prepared to discuss it with you again. But if you've had an amazing review, if you've brought loads of money into the business and the boss turns around and says, no, you're not getting any more money, actually, you need to go and find someone who values you more. It's about how much you value yourself. You need to be prepared. You need to understand whether or not you are being paid the appropriate amount for the job that you are doing. You need to build a case, take evidence, show that you've been doing a good job and how you've been doing a good job. And that gives you the ammunition to go and initiate that conversation. The other thing that's happening, and it's not the small business thing, but equal pay. So in the public sector, they have to declare the pay rate so that people generally know what other people are earning. That's moved now to the private sector as well, and it's all organisations over 250 staff. I think it's proposed that they will have to carry out a pay audit every year to look at whether people are being paid equal pay for jobs of equal value.
Donna, I must leave it there, I'm afraid. Pleasure to talk to you as always. Wish you well. Donna, I'll
take care.
Have you ever tried getting a pay rise? I tell you, generally when I ask a pay rise, all I get is laughter.